It's Damien again from Marketing Food Online. So in this video, I'm actually diving into your subscriber questions about opening a food business. And these are five questions geared around selling food online. And they range from selling baked goods to selling food from home and a few other fantastic questions. And I'm going to get into your subscriber questions right now. So welcome back. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I've got five fantastic subscriber questions. This video specifically is going to be around selling food items online. And that's why these five questions are going to be grouped together. They are all separately different, but they basically talk about getting food sold online. So if this is your first video, Marketing Food Online, welcome. We have over 900 free videos. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and you hit the bell notification. That way you can see all of the brand new videos that we upload every single week. So my name is Damien Roberti, and I'm a founder of Marketing Food Online. My wife and I started our e-commerce businesses over 12 years ago. We turned those into six-figure e-com food businesses. We are on Amazon for 8 years now. We've been on Etsy for 11 and eBay. We have our own website and a couple of other sites as well. So definitely check out those, as well as down below, I'll have a link to marketingfoodonline.com. We have tons of other resources. We have blogs. We have a lot of consulting services and other additional resources to help you get started. So I'm gonna take a look really quick down here at my laptop, and I'm gonna answer these questions from you guys. The first one, do I need a license to sell food online? So yes, you actually do need a business license. When you start to sell food online, I highly recommend you do not treat this as a side hustle or something that you just do on the side where you make products and ship it from your home, or you're buying products randomly from grocery stores and reselling them. Unless you have the proper licensing and in food business insurance, as well as permits you may need from your city and your local county, definitely this is not a hobby style business that you want to do, because if somebody were to get sick, that would fall on your shoulders. So do you need a license to sell food online? Yes, make sure you get a business license. Now, in your city or county that you're in, make sure you have any permits, any additional licenses they require as well. Make sure that you're incorporated and also have food business insurance. Now, whether you're making a product or just simply reselling food that you're buying in bulk and either breaking it down or buying products in bulk and then reselling them without opening the packaging, that is a reseller's type of permit, make sure you have that as well. Now, this varies by state and of course varies by the city and county where you live. And also make sure that you're operating in a business zoned area, not from a home. You actually cannot legally purchase food products, bring it to your house and resell it online. That technically is illegal. And if you were to get caught, it would be a serious problem for you. Now, there's a lot of people who actually do this online. I know that on eBay has a ton of sellers who actually resell groceries that they buy from another website and do it on eBay. But many of them are doing it from home, and I would highly recommend you not do that. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm not gonna give you that advice or anything, but I do know the ins and outs of the food industry and the food business, especially being on e-commerce for over 12 years. And I highly would recommend you not do that. Okay, second question. I was looking to start selling baked goods online. Can I do that? Yes, you can. But again, it's gonna come back to where you're actually selling the baked goods from. Where are you making them? Now, if you're renting a commercial kitchen and you're tapping into an existing commercial kitchen in your community, that's fine. Now, if you are doing that and selling, shipping it directly as far as the logistics, shipping it from there, packaging it up, and some commercial kitchens may allow you to actually do this, you have to double check with the commercial kitchen itself to be sure. But yes, some commercial kitchens will allow you to actually operate kind of a micro business from the actual kitchen. So if that's okay with them, then yes, you can. Be sure though, to make sure again, you have a business license to operate your business. The commercial kitchen is not liable for any of the problems that you may have with your product that you produce there. You need to make sure you have that, again, food business insurance to cover your food business and the products you produce. Baked goods are great. Now, here's a really quick tip, since that's one of the main things that we actually make. Over the 300 items that we make, we have bundt cakes and cookies and all kinds of baked goods. Highly recommend you find out a specific date to ship your products from. Baked goods are a little bit tricky when they're not filled with preservatives or they're not shelf stable. When you make a freshly baked product, no matter what that might be, make sure you get it en route to the customer within 24 hours of shipping it. I highly recommend you do that. Why? Because of for freshness purposes. For the reason that, you know, if you're not using preservatives, the product will go stale very quickly and will not arrive. Normally, transit time is about 2 to maybe even 3 days. And if that's the case, just make sure that your baked goods that you are selling online are actually arriving to the customers that are fresh and that's not stale or anything. So keep that in mind. Pick out one specific day of the week, maybe where you accumulate orders and then ship like on a Monday or Tuesday to allow the product to arrive the same week. And then just a matter of a couple days after you bake it, whatever that baked good might be. But yes, you can definitely sell baked goods online. Be sure that you have the right permits and business licensing to do that, because that way that is shipping product interstate, meaning going over a state line, and you can't do that actually from home. Number three, I thought of selling homemade food online. Is this something legally I can do? When you say the question about food, specifically types of food, if you're talking about either time or temperature sensitive items, those would be considered potentially hazardous food products, which can't be really made from home. But if you're going to like a ghost kitchen setting and you're preparing like home recipes that you either perfected at home, but you're operating from a commercial kitchen or a local ghost kitchen or something to that effect, that is something you can do. Again, that's a different type of business model, not necessarily selling food from home online. But something that's really interesting that recently happened probably over the last 1 or 2 years, a lot of states under the cottage food law is now allowing the sale of homemade food items online legally. But there's a little bit of a catch. That catch is that you actually have to deliver the product to the customer and you still can't do interstate sales, which kind of doesn't really make a lot of sense, because if you operate an online e-commerce business, basically the whole United States can really have access to your website, but you'd have to restrict the sale to your state. So a little bit of a challenge and kind of an oddball law to allow people to do that. But some states actually do. But having yourself deliver a product, even if you're on one side of the state and you sell a homemade food item online and you want to deliver it, you're not going to drive 400 or 500 miles to drop that item off. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense from a business perspective, but you can, okay? Just make sure that you're doing this from an actual kitchen that's allowed within maybe even the community that you're in as well, okay? Now, can I sell grocery online? Yes, that's again, kind of going back to the first question, selling groceries online is actually a good model to have, because it's actually an item that you're not having to make and you can keep a small inventory at a time of the items. But again, if you do it from home, a lot of states will allow you to only if you're operating from a separate either kitchen or a separate section of the home that is licensed to do that. A lot of homeowners associations won't allow you to operate businesses from home. A lot of cities and counties won't allow you to do that as well. So selling groceries online, yes, you can. If you're doing the fulfillment part of it, the shipping, that would probably need to be done from a smaller commercial property or commercial building that's been licensed and zoned that would allow you to do that. Now, you can do this with a very small amount of space, though. You don't have to rent out a very big space. You can get a 300, 400, even 500 square foot little facility, as long as it's properly licensed, and of course you've got inspections as well. But getting that proper license in a commercial zoned area, that's definitely something you can do. So you can literally buy grocery, you can get it in bulk, and grocery items, and you can get them in bulk, and you can begin to build a small business by doing that and reselling them online. Just make sure that you're doing it from a facility that's actually allowed to do that. Last question, number five, for selling foods online. I love making cookies and I thought of selling cookies online. Can this be something that I can do? Yes, again, that falls in line with the other question about baked goods. Cookies are hugely popular online, but the actual baking of them, the packaging, the logistics has to be done from a commercial facility or commercial style kitchen. So yes, if you're looking to sell cookies online, you can definitely do that. They're hugely profitable. As a matter of fact, I think we've got over 2 dozen or 3 dozen different types of cookies that we actually offer from our commercial facility online on our Amazon store and our other e-commerce stores, and cookies sell like crazy. And they're actually a year-round item, which is really great, because a lot of people send them for gifts. They'll send them for Mother's Day, Father's Day, even military. If there's a family member that's in a school, university, they send them out to them as well. So cookies are hugely popular. There's a gigantic market online. I can personally attest for that. But make sure that you're baking shipping and doing the logistics from a commercially licensed business as well. So you always want to be careful and follow those rules because you don't want to get in trouble with the USDA or even the health department or the local business authority within your city or county if you're operating from your home. So selling food online, highly recommend you do that. Just make sure you follow the rules specifically in your area in order to do it the right way. So as always, if this is helpful, definitely let me know down below, but give me a thumbs up. If you have any questions about selling food online, or if you are looking to figure out whether you need a license to sell food online and all of the items we spoke about, let me know in the comments and I'll definitely get to your question on our next subscriber video. I'll see you guys on our next video. Thanks for watching Marketing Food Online. And if you are looking to create your own food truck, start a home-based food business under the cottage food law, franchise a food operation, start a packaged food business, private label your own food product, sell on Amazon, get your own online store, or sell food online, remember to subscribe and check out these videos for more resources.